Minchas Chinuch Shir Sunday night, or Ladalit Kislev. We're moving along in Kislev. Wow. As soon as it's going to be time for more goodies. Probably not. We're probably not going to have Shir Hanukkah. Every time I say it can't be that bad, and it is. It's worse. So we're going to go Ot Kosh of Harambam. I think we're going to start from about putting things in water. Ot Kosh of Harambam Perek Ches Halacha Beis Asher Achitin Asorim V'Chayuk Ben B'Mayim or even told those Areya. Rabbi Magid, yeah, we'll go back to that. Well, Rabbi Magid, here's Shimal Zeb, Zvachim, that's Adigdala, Lamed Beis, Magan Avrom, Orachayim, Simen Shin, Lamed Vov, Sev Kotin Yud Beis, Tomei Al Zeb, Dadu Rabbi Shal Muchach, Lehebech, Daminin Hosam, Rabbi Omar Zorek, Pishtan, Lamayim Chayov, Rabbinu Mai Taimo, Ilayim, Bishum, Demektach, Pirish, and Someach, Afilu Chiti Yusari Nami, Elamishum Losh. So you could read that two ways. Obviously, the Magan Avram read it, Elamishum Losh, and you're not Machuyev for Zoreya, for putting it in water and having it grow. That's obviously how the Magan Avram read the Gemara. But you are showing them that read the Gemara that's not a Chiddush, Zoreya. And Losh is what Rava's coming to say as a Chiddush. Therefore, he says Zera Pishton and not Chiti Usore, because the nature of Zera Pishton is that it becomes a mass. The different like particles combine and make a mass, and that's Losh. But Zoreya is not a Chiddush. But Magen Avraham understood the Gemara that way. V'chein Rambam Perek Zeh Halacha de Zayin Anoisin Zera Pishton Chayim Mishum Losh Imkein Mashma. The Eino Chayim Mishum Zoreya, Mechalek Amogen Avram Bein Zman Kotzel Zman Oruch, Ubepishlon Take of Chayim Take of Mishum Losh, Bein Muvan Hachilah Kol Kach. Certainly, according to the Menchas Chinuch, it's not Muvan Hachilah Kol Kach, because he holds Zoreya would be as soon as you put it into the situation where it'll grow, even if it doesn't grow until after Shabbos, even if you pick it up again and take it away, but you're mechuyev just for putting it down. So the Menchas Chinuch says as follows. Zimashin is more lamailo bichos yomtiv. Nazriya bekarka having malacha. Afshelo nikla lo tzomach klal. Okay. That was a tremendous chiddush of the Menchas Chinuch, that when it then gets rooted, you have another chiyuv of Zoreya. Very, very strange, we all said, but that's what the Menchas Chinuch holds. K'moshe mevuur b'shvius, the pachus milamed yom kodem b'shvius, osu l'ntoa, the nitlat b'shvius, v'avolei zriya. There it seems like that is your mechuyev. On Shabbos, you wouldn't be mechuyev for that. But on Shvius, you are, meaning you plant Erev Shvius, and it gets rooted in the ground on Shvius. Your mechuyev is already on Shvius.
So maybe Shabbos.
Take it slow. Shabbos is not like that, he'll say in another two lines. The Shabbos, when Eshkachos Lozriyo, Kritim Yomechod, Yalkaponim Sorek Gimel Yomim, Uvzorea Tok Gimel Yomim, Ushabis, Avshaniklat Beshabis, Eno Chayev, because it's well known that you're not Machuyev for a malacha that ends up happening on Shabbos if you did it on Friday. Yikayim Shabbos Mutalazos Malacha, Avshanase Beshabis, Ki Yodua, Ach Ba'ifan, the Meshkachas law that you would have. Chiyuv of Zoreya for Makito, for Klito. know, if he wants to be mechadish, that's for the klita, for the hashrasha, yibachuyim on Shabbos. But he has a problem that he doesn't exactly have a case. Because the simple case would be if you planted it 3 days before Shabbos. But you're not mechuyim on Shabbos if you plant something 3 days before Shabbos. And if you plant it on Shabbos, it's not going to be niklat in 1 day. So he says it's not really true. I am a halal and kushyotiv. The Yeshminim, there are certain species. Shaniklotim bo bayom. Behidim hoya behelamechad and chayav ala achas, because it's both Korea. So if it's behelamechad, you only bring one chatos. Those are kamalachal vishem echad. Ain't a chayav ala achas. Abulamoyz yadiya bin chayav. Yadiya's machalkos. Chayav stay chatos. Tabalik me zareya venoidim chodim vizor. Okay, klita habilik amkin zareya, that's his chidid. Wadin atzmicha. Vadei havalezria, you cause growth. Vayin Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Hey Kosuk Atolod Adom LaOv Anu Afshin Adom LaGamri Kmosh Gadol Lusnezi Al Kaponim Tzorachim Yin Gadol LaOv. Vine Azria Dos Retorah Shehi Avu B'Mishkan Vayuzorim Kderech Kol Aretz Al Kderech Kol Olam Al Aretz Ein Shayach Loma Hazoreh B'Mayim Havalei Toldo. In other words, if you're looking at what Zoreya B'mayim is a tolda of, you're not going to look at the act of planting. It's too dissimilar to the planting that's the normal planting which they did for the Mishkan. They planted in the ground. So planting in water is too dissimilar to that. And it wouldn't be a tolda of that Zoreya. Kein dinyan klal likro Zoreya de l'shayach Zoreya klal B'mayim. If Kena Lazaria ba'atzma b'mayim ain't a chayav klal. V'im zor b'mayim v'lo tzomach o shalok chatekef min ha'mayim v'aday pot v'lo shayach told o zorea klal ki ma inyan mayim la'adama v'in adoy me'ov l'o told o klal. It's too dissimilar.
If someone sprouted, you know, nowadays
sprout. Sprouting. We're talking about just the act of planting, the act of putting it in water. Avol hashorah b'mayim, but if you put it in water until it sprouts, that won't be a tolda of the other zoreya. Because Chinuch has in mind there's two zoreyas. The zoreya, the act of putting a seed down, and then the zoreya that you caused it to take root. In fact, he holds when you put a seed down, if it would take root that day, you will have done two malachas. One, putting it down, and one that it took root.
So it's not Zoreya twice. It's
Zoreya twice. He absolutely is.
But it has a different name, doesn't it?
No, Zoreya. Zoreya. One of the Zoreya, this kind of Zoreya, two kinds of Zoreya. Yeah. So now he's saying is that like this. When you put a seed in water, it's not going to be a tolda of the first kind of Zoreya. It's too dissimilar. But it will be a tolda of the second kind of Zoreya, because it's growing, it's sprouting. Tzmicha, because tzmicha and tzmicha is similar. Whoever our God woman is, the Shom Tzomeach, the Kanami Tzomeach, Havalei Dinya. This is similar. In Cain. So therefore, the Zoreya for which you're mechuyev for putting a seed in water, you're only mechuyev when it sprouts. Wait, let me finish. The shame Zoreya b'mayim, the Zoreya la'oreth ain't no dim in klal. So that the chi of Zoreya of putting a seed in water is going to be like ofen. The inei b'shore achat someach adam apostle the chayav davalei tolda. The usual devi a rabba. The Bishas Omer Rav Zorak Krishna Lamayim Chayov Umaksha Imishum the Matsmiach Imkainu Chayavachi Matsmiach Yochi Chidi Yusore Nami the Poshad the Matsmiach Chayov Umasik the Rav Adosu Bishna Mishum Losh the Chayov Taken immediately Shanosma Bamayim Machmas Losh when it's Zorak Shayisha Klau Ubechiti Zorak Shayisha because of Losh. Bechite in water, Torah Sheisha and Sheyitzmachu. The Rambam calls of Hashora, below Koshav, the Koshav Hashiyasmiach, I use a portion of Dainab, or your Torah Kulthor. Vayim Chayodom, near the Derech, the Dorach, Sazm Zahaderech, the Vayim Evesi, Bekur HaBechina, I didn't really test it out yet. I didn't delve into and analyze the Chayodom enough to know for sure, but Gamesha HaTzmich of Lohavim Zriyo,
he says it immediately runs over on Vash. The Rav explained Vash is when the
particles form a mass.
Yeah, that takes like a minute.
Well, that's what he means. He means when it happens.
Yeah. Okay, it's just miyah. That's a few times. Yeah. And so today,
maybe that means like you know, if you pour water into tchina, sometimes it's a problem. It gets thicker right away.
And today, if someone makes like a sprout, you know, they take what's it called mash, you know, bean sprouts, whatever, and they just put water on them, and it just doesn't get wet. And then they, by the end of Shabbos, they could even start a little sprout.
So according to the Minchas Chinuch, we're not going to pass them from the Minchas Chinuch. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, you're not mechuyev for putting the seeds in the water, but you are mechuyev if it sprouts on Shabbos. But you are mechuyev. That's what the Minchas Chinuch would say. Gimel, what we have is Gimel. Dinei, the Zoreya Ba'otzit She'eno Nokov, Eino Mavur Hadin. No, I would say it's also a garbana, no? I'll just say no, no. We've erased, saved him, or genovos. To be a mazal, has a ram, is stopping to say. To be chayodam, shom dait al chayel, gam ba'otsu, she'eno nokuv. Sounds like the Yeraisa. Maybe the Yerushashi Shabbos, of Kuchesim and Aleph, Shekosav, the Lav Hainu Revisei, because of the Kavanoso of Rashi, the Chayodim writes, Linyan Tlisha, we believe for uprooting it, Abolo Linyan Zriya, the Eno Mukhra, the Tzarechian, the possible, the Chaskina, we're not sure, the Zariya. Oh my goodness, we're going to see it. No wonder it sounds so. Kafshusa shalofar shalobo asovim. Imhoiso al gabi yusaydos. Imicha al ores chayim shalorea. Chayim shabbos payala the face. Venera da frashi modemuza. Dabdulin and Felicia. Yerushashi Shom the Rimasul Chayev to whom the Rabbonon the Gamal Yigabi Yisaydo Sionek Nehakarka the Gomgom Khan Moyed Al Kaponim Yonek Yoser the Maral Hatzmiach if you put it on the ground from the Yisaydos Avalei told the Zoreya Kamo Mashke Mayim V'Zembor Ayim Hamo Melechus Koitzer because of B'Shem Rit and even if also I don't know what. He started off saying, my Lord, saying, no, no. And he's not sure if he's chayev or not. Not sure. Then he's talked about. If something's on your seidos and you put it on the ground, you're mechuyev because you intensified the growing process.
Like watering.
It's no worse than watering something. Okay, Vaita Dalit. Bashir Malocha Zu, Ainu Hazriya, Kazu Raman Parakesal Lachabez, who Bukosu. Hena Tolodos. Mutsiko Kalila Supreme God.
The Shear of what, Rabbi?
The Shear, like you're eating the Shear of the Kazayan.
No, no, but by planting, what the Shear of how deep the hole is, how many seeds no. You're planting, what is it?
What is it?
So
his answer is there is no shear. Maybe the shear would be one row. You have to plant 10 centimeters. There is no shear. It's kosher.
But in other words, I'm just saying,
how much you have to plant?
That
one seed. My two seeds. My three seeds. My five seeds.
Okay. No, there's nothing to do with the amount of earth that has to be
No, it has to do with how much you plant.
How many, like,
how much is around? Yeah, I assume. Well, you could have said three seeds by carrying. So you remember the Mishnayos about carrying. When you carry seeds, there is a minimal amount, according to some Tanoim, there's a minimal amount of seeds that you have to carry in order to be mechuyah for carrying. But for planting, it's kosher, one seed. Ubimsicha kolala supreme godim, maybe the Rishvashi the Mishnah and Gimel and Alal of the Rimasko of Ha'Otha, because of the head of the Shurin shall Elu, the Grogris, the dried fig.
Does that mean that amount of seed?
Yeah. Chutz me Chorish. This is more so the Beferish Chorish is kosher. The Vur Lehedis the Daitas out the Dried Sarashir, the Grogris. So the guy at the bottom here brings down two things, two points. First of all, there are those who say that when Rashi says everything else is a Gregorius, he doesn't mean Zareya. Because if Harisha, which is a preparation for Zriya, if that's for Kol Shehu, it's sort of a Kalvachomer or logical that Zriya would also be for Kol Shehu. So Rashi doesn't even speak it out. So Rashi says everything but Harisha is a Grogris, he meant Zriya also, because it's mustaver that Zriya would have the same fear as Harisha. That's one point. It's not mustaver that Harisha would be Bekoshu and Zriya would need more. Because Harisha conceptually is a preparation for Zriya. So if you b'chuyif a chorish koshu, you would be b'chuyif a zareya koshu. Okay, you don't like the svara, so good. You could hold like the achrenim that say that you see from Rashi that you need a gregris. And the next line here on the bottom of the footnote, he says the mechashchinuch will say later that the sheer gregris is how many zroim, not in what grows from them. So we were right. The amount of straw that could be Kibregris. Okay. Finally, El Barashi, Kodem, Hamishnah, Ramashu, Mashkachas, Achkan, Ramashu, Ofe, because of Lahedya, the Tzorach Shir, the Das Hatisis, Arambam, the Hibchol Shahu. The Rambam says it's for kosher. That's how he started off the piece that the Rambam writes it's for kosher. I entice us talking that in Zion and Malalik, Kaviyesh Choresh, Telem Echod, Ramazkum Doshim. Kosud loichoshev lav de meila loichoshev rak dumya de harisha de mekol shehu and meila needs a shover pruta and can kosher my matcha hashav the makas of chafala from the base on mishnah zu the lach of zareya biyomtiv if zareya needs a shear so that's why it wouldn't say zareya because we are yeshlo shear loichoshev lo dvarm shein lo shear al kocher gam zareya in a tzvicha shear.
What?
What's the din of Yantin? I don't know.
Like Shabbos.
What?
Like Shabbos.
Yeah. V'chein ochiach b'shar ha-melech l'yin zriya b'nachal eson, that's what this is zriya, and that would also be b'chol shehu. Mikushas ha-shashon, that from Bezim and Aleph, b'lachshov, ha-zriya b'nachal eson, v'ein lo shir v'chai b'chol shehu. Ha-ein shem luchos v'tzeach, nina yegla rufa. Rashi, the zriya lady, a zviya l'zriya, the shitoso makshe ha-shashapir, v'lachshov ha-zriya, ha-shatzorach shir, the Rashi choshev, Shom the lav the meila, Rashi counts meila as one of the lavim of the brayso of the yeshir. Came Maksha Shapir, the lachshel zriya. Tosis doesn't have meila on the list because meila has a shear. So Tosis has to say that the other things don't have a shear. So Rashi learns that meila is on the list, so it counts things with a shear too. So we could count Zoraya too, even if Zoraya has a shear, so you have no more raya, but Zoraya doesn't need a shear. Vinei ha-chochas ha-shar ha-melech l'in zriya b'nachal ha-eson ha-vi b'chol shu ha-ino l'shikos toises ha-in shom sh'maybi d'vi ha-toises ha-v'rashi ha-chadni ha-sofik ha-lamutul me'esh b'mekomo after the tzorach shear, maybe Zoraya on Shabbos needs a shear. V'ikar ha-dobar this of planting in Nachaleison where they had a Eglarufa. There's always sort of planting in Nachaleison, but only if there was an Eglarufa ceremony there. So is it like Shabbos according to the Rambam? That is the Kol Shehu. However, the Tzorach Shir, that is the suffix of the Mutzul Me'eish. Says the Minchas Chinuch.
What's the suffix
of the Do you need a Shir or not? So then Isser Zriya B'Nachal Eison. There's an issue to be Zriya Nachal Eison. It's in the Torah. Hashem lo yaveid bo lo yuzriya. You want to know why the Torah asked it? Maybe it doesn't want you to. Maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't want you to have a no. I don't know.
Any is there.
But, what? So, the Mutzul Me'esh is the Sufik. Is it like Shabbos that you don't need a shear, according to the Rambam, to be Oyver, or you do need a shear? So the Minchas Chinuch says, "Eini yadei atzara suffik." I'm not sure. I don't understand what the suffik is. Even the Chiv lo yuzareya mechitesi tzorach shir. Lo matzino klal b'shem makom d'zriyas v'chashir. Moi macholos asuros v'chadoyme which need a kazayim. V'kalayim gam kinsim lo tizra. V'ur kam upon him asuraya chitul soir chayim. Ain shear cloud, Ugain Kami Shmita, Lomatsinu Shear. The nearly borer after Rashi to say that it's even Rashi that holds Zriya Tzricha Shear, that's only on Shabbos. And Ugabi Shabbos, Divina Melechas Machsheves. There's a special requirement on Shabbos for Melechas Machsheves. So you need a Choshev of Melacha. So therefore, Tzricha Lios HaMelacha Chashuva. Aber benach leison und bekolayem und beschwies der sidlo yuzareya vade bechoshu mashma even koshu the lomo to the shear we don't find the gain there a bor to be ezo shashem yis borach ihu are old the mekomo shalom. So he could see that Rashi could be the suffix that maybe by Shabbos it needs a shear because he needs lechus machshev, but all other times you never need a shear. Mechitesi, you need a shear. Not like Macholos Asuras that we know you need a kazayas. So here, why should you need a shear? That's why he doesn't really understand why the Mutzul Me'esh is Mesupik.
Is there a machlokas about what it means when Lech is Mesheves?
I don't know.
I mean, I always thought
it means a lot of things. I wouldn't use the word machlokas. I'd say Adrabah. If you go to Meshach Shabbos, it means so many things. The reason Makalkel is Potter is not Melechus Machsheves. The reason Tavishen Meskaven is Potter is not Melechus Machsheves. Like the whole Mesaseik is Melechus Machsheves. The whole laundry list of things. What is don't block a shein tzrich al gufa is potter because it's not less as machshavas.
And not being important is one of them.
I don't know important.
Accident. Accident. He said.
Yeah. Part of it would be that you need. It wouldn't be illogical to see you need a certain amount because of the requirements of Melechus Machshavas. Melechus Machshavas literally means artisan's work. A special, like, an woman's work. Craftsman's work. Okay, let's finish the paragraph here. Came there a bar. Besos Hashem, Yivu Arod. The Gamufi Maskronach Hashas B'yumad Afayam and Aleph. The Shiran Alochalam Hashem Yisinai. The Kamlam Mutsinu Klau. Vaday Nachalaysan Hushmita B'koshu. Lishum Pikbuk. Those things are certainly no Shir. Shuvar Isi Dehi Mashikos Haraman Perkalof Hamila Alochal Zayim. Kabi Lavdu Lo Togos. Not the Shir. S-H-E-A-R. Yeshiv. It's a carbon. So there's such a slora. The Rambam writes that it's Mustavra, it's going to have the same shir as Shabbos. Maybe, quite possibly, you do need a shir, even though logically you don't need a shir, and only by Shabbos, maybe because of Lechem Chashevis. But he has this precedent from the Rambam by Ila by the Lab of Lotogos that it's the same shear as by Shabbos, even though the two don't have a connection. But it's a shear, so maybe according to Rashi also, the Zriya and Nachalaysan will have a shear that it is by Shabbos, which according to Rashi is a great group. Okay, we'll stop here.
Shabbat.